Each week we remember Jesus' command that when we meet together, we remember His body broken and His blood shed for our sins. As we celebrate communion today, I'd like to invite all of you who have given Jesus Christ your life to participate with us. If you've repented of your sins, seen your position before God as a sinner in need of salvation, and that your only hope is through the blood of Jesus, and you've turned to Him in repentance and faith, then we invite you to join us this evening, or this morning, as we share communion. Now you may be here as a visitor, or perhaps you've been here for some time, and by your own admission, you would say that you're not a follower of Christ. Maybe you've never heard the gospel, or maybe you've heard it and decided that, you know what, I don't need the blood of Christ to cover my sin. I'm doing fine the way I am. If that's your admission, then we ask that you pass the elements as they come to you. We're thankful that you're here, and we pray that today may be the day of salvation for you. But this is a day or a time when those who have given their lives to Christ and turned to Him in repentance and faith celebrate communion. As the ushers come forward now, they're going to distribute the communion elements to us. Take a few moments to prepare yourselves, and when everyone has been served, I'll lead us as we take the communion together.